So that.
And then you twist with it.
Yeah, man. That's the reverse grip.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, man. So if you Home Alone. And, oh, wait. We on. Is it? We on?
Yes, we're on air. Jesus.
Yeah. Bruh. So welcome.
There's
to,
children
welcome
to, that watch this.
Are there? I hope not.
I hope not.
I hope
so
not.
When you dig in a hole, you want to do it like this. You don't want to dig like this. You want
right. In the sand at the beach, that's what you should do.
Yeah, if you're trying to plant a flower or something.
Or plant flowers.
Yeah.
That's the grip you should do. Welcome to welcome to Mansplaining.
I have weird people in the podcasting circle. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Mansplaining. Episode 7. Lucky 7, man. We're blessed to be here. Got Tim in the building.
What up?
In the building. Jeremiah's here.
We down and, a soldier.
We are down to soldier today. Fallen but we do soldier. Have sea bass as well.
Of course.
But we're down to soldier, which is no
literally.
Pun intended.
Yeah,
yep, no
literally.
Pun intended.
oh, man.
DJ is, his seat is saved. He will be back. So, yeah, man. So shout out to DJ as well, who's not here as well. But episode 7.
Man.
Make sure you follow our social media and also make sure you click the links in the comments, man. Follow my bros as well. They will also be in the comment. And our Patreon will have some more content on it as well. Make sure you follow that. And I got the drops out the way. Black Development Network.
BDN.
Fellas.
What up?
How we doing?
Big.
How we doing, E?
We good. We Gucci, man.
We good.
What up, G?
We good. Everybody yeah. taking a mental health. I do want to explain
Simone
our
Biles break.
It's yeah. I do want to like explain our week a little bit. It's been a bit of a. It's been a bit of a week, man. It's been a bit of a week. We had a issue with our Airbnb.
Oh man.
Where.
Don't do this.
Hot.
Don't do this, people.
Hey, man. Just hot. Hey, man. If
you get on Airbnb and there are no reviews, do not. I repeat, do not book with that person.
Don't book with that person.
It's shady. It's just shady. That's
even
the first.
Even if they're new, I don't know.
Yeah, you just never know.
You just never know. But long story short, me and Tim arrived at our Airbnb to be surprised that it wasn't our Airbnb. It was a fake.
We got bamboozled.
We went down to the guy
finessed.
That lives down in the little area down there. I was surprised he popped me when I had a book bag in my hand.
I'm surprised too.
I was surprised he popped my ass. I had a whole book bag in my hand.
Yeah.
I did not look like I belong in LA.
You weren't happy either.
Yeah,
so.
We weren't happy either. So it wasn't like it was a smile on my face. But yeah, so
that's crazy.
He
man.
Was like, yeah, man, y'all are like the second group.
Yeah.
Show up and sorry you got. So shout out to Airbnb as well, man. They took care of the situation.
Somewhat
they took care of the situation. But we're good now. We're good right now.
Yeah, we're in a good space.
We're in a good space. And we're gonna have fun on the spot, best believe.
Of course.
We got to.
Of course.
But I think everybody's good. Everybody's in good mental health. I also thank these boys for showing up and, even a weird week, still coming through, still high energy, still joking. We've been joking this whole time still.
Of course.
So, yeah, man. Yep. So, let's go ahead, man. I call this a state of an emergency.
Okay? Oh, man.
This is a state of an emergency podcast.
Ugh.
All right? Mm. Today, sound the fucking alarm.
This is for the men.
This is for the men. This is 99.9% for the men.
This one's for y'all.
This episode is called Read the Room. So,
Read the Room.
Read the Room. So what do y'all think Read the Room means? What do y'all think Read the Room means?
What you think, E?
I want to start with E.
Yeah, let's start with E. I just love starting with E.
Yeah, man.
Let's start with E.
What you think?
Read the Room.
Yeah.
So you walk into a room.
Okay.
It's a bunch of people in there.
All right.
I can see it. I'm visualizing.
Yeah, you by yourself. You're the only one that you know in that room.
Okay.
All right.
And
I'm still there.
For some reason, you just ain't feeling it. Like,
okay.
That different activity going on in there, you know?
Mm. What type of activities are going on in this room?
Hey, I don't even know, man. But you know something ain't right.
but you know something ain't right. Okay.
You know something ain't right.
It's almost like intuition.
It's it's almost like a gut feeling.
Yeah.
But it'd be right.
Okay.
Mm. That's reading the room for you.
That's reading the room.
Okay.
Tim?
Then I leave.
No, then you leave.
Oh, there's more. Leave. All right.
Yeah, you got to leave because your gut ain't never wrong.
All right.
That's true.
That is true.
It's like Jiminy Cricket in there.
Who?
Huh? It's like Jiminy Cricket. It's like Jiminy Cricket. It's like Jiminy Cricket. Your conscience. But nah, reading the room for me, big dog, is like what we talk about. You know?
Me and you talk about this all the time, dog. We talk about this every chance we get.
Every chance we get. So in certain cases, with women, there's questions, there's body language, certain movements that they're doing.
Yeah.
And just specifically, if she's not feeling you, she's not feeling your vibe, she's going to give off that energy. Some men will just look past that, like, that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's not reading the room. Reading the room is to see, like, okay, she's uncomfortable. In my mind, I'm like, I'm feeling that, I'm seeing that. But some men just look past that and say, fuck it, I'm going in.
They going straight for the kill. No matter what.
No matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't do that. Can't do that,
can't,
bro.
Niggas is weird, though. Yeah. So they don't care. They look. They want one thing only.
Yeah.
They don't care that she not engaging in conversation back with you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just ignoring you, not making eye contact.
I agree 110%. And I agree with both of you.
And they just keep going.
I agree with both of your assessments of reading the room. Yeah. You know what I mean? Fellas, the one thing you got to understand, man, about reading the room is, of course, it takes time. It takes experience. You know, you might take a couple of L's and things like that. But reading the room is essentially, man, you know what I mean? Something just, like E said, ain't right. You're not getting, but mostly it's like you're not getting what you're putting out.
Right.
You're not getting what you're putting out. You're putting out all this energy, and it's like, it's been a month, 2 months, 6 months. You know, and now all of a sudden you're not getting exactly what you want out of the deal. You know what I mean? Whether you communicated effectively and things like that. But you've read the room. Obviously, this, you know, and it doesn't just go to women, bro. It goes to your bros. It goes to your work relationships. It goes to all that stuff. Like, you know, you got to read the room, bro. You got to read the energy that's around you. And, hey, man, like you said, man, you got to get the hell out of Dodge or change the situation. You get what I'm saying? Change the circumstances of the situation, you know. I'm definitely the type of person that says, like, you can't put your energy into something that's not reciprocating that because, you know, that drains you.
Something in the milk ain't clean.
Something in the milk ain't clean.
I have never in my life heard that.
Go ahead and certify that one.
Let's quote.
Something in the milk ain't clean. That's a part of his.
EJ.
That's EJ right there. Yeah, put E and J right there.
That's the
put
quote.
E and J, next to the quotation.
Something in the milk ain't clean, man.
But yeah, man. And mostly, man, we just want to talk, you know, we're going to have a lot of scenarios today where we talk about that. Like, what I mean? Read the room, bro. Read, you know, everybody's reactions.
Yeah.
Read the times, bro. Sometimes you got to give a damn. You know, it's more for like your mental health. Like you said, like, especially with women, a lot of you guys sit there and you'd say, hey, bro, why is she not doing this for me? Why is she not doing this for, you know, whatever reason, you know what I mean? And it's like, my nigga, you got to read it. Right. And you know what I mean? Like, the one thing we talk about, man, if a woman like you, bro, she's not going to make it hard for you. She's not gonna make it hard for you. She damn sure not gonna make it impossible for you.
Yeah.
And so, you know what I mean? Especially in those situations where, hey man, you're dating a woman, you're putting her in your space and stuff like that, and you look at her and it's like, damn, I'm giving you X, Y, and Z, and I ain't even got X yet. You know what I mean? So that equation just doesn't mix.
Right. And some dudes are just still staying it because they just think that, man, one day.
And like you, yeah, and that's the thing too, man. So do you wait? So have you guys ever been caught waiting around for that woman? Like, just waiting around just to see what happens?
How long?
Waiting around.
Anything commit? Like, bro, even, I'm not even just relationship, just like sex. Just like I'm waiting to hit, I'm waiting. Have you ever like sat around and waited? Like waited it out to see what happens?
Yeah.
And then we got asked that question too. How long would you wait?
By waiting, like, you not, meaning you not pursuing nobody else, you just waiting on her?
Yeah, for whatever reason, sex, relationship, anything. Like,
you ain't hitting nothing else. You waiting on her.
You gotta really like her. You gotta really like her.
Like, yeah, you ain't still doing it. You can still, well, I'm not saying you can't hit anything else. You're just waiting on. The only thing is, you're waiting on her. Like, yeah, you might be hitting other women, but they're not like.
You just waiting on
it's
her.
It's like, that's just a fuck or whatever. But I'm waiting on her to, you know, maybe initiate a conversation, initiate a relationship, show you that you like her or something like that. Have you ever waited? No? I have. I've definitely
Nah.
Younger like I said, Jeremiah has definitely waited.
Like I said, you got to like her, bro. She got to really like her if you're going to wait.
Most niggas. Yeah, I kind of liked her.
Yeah, you got, I mean, most niggas won't, though.
They won't wait around. I honestly think niggas will. Like, wait? I think niggas will wait forever. Like, even in, like, a friendship type of thing.
Just, like, wait?
Like, yeah,
so
bro,
just,
yeah,
just, so they're
like,
just being friends just to hit.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
He still has the mindset that he's going to hit in the end, and he's
going
to wait it out forever.
For however long it takes, bro.
Sheesh.
Definitely. I definitely have seen niggas.
Well, then I was just playing like that. Yeah, I have. Like, back of my mind, like, in the end.
In the end,
them
you were
cheeks are mine.
Yes.
In the end, those cheeks are mine.
Okay, so did you ruin any relationships in between that time? Like, did you ruin a relationship? What did you do? You were just her friend. You were just like chilling with her and stuff like that. And
yeah, like I never got it.
You never got
you
it.
Still,
nah,
you still haven't hit it
I just,
to this day.
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I just kept it cool.
You just kept okay. What's wrong with that?
I mean, we're still friends, you know. I just stopped like pursuing it that way.
Oh, you just stopped pursuing it that way?
Yeah.
When did you realize that like this might not happen?
I'm like, dude, I just seen her getting tossed up by everybody else. I'm like,
Oh, you seen her getting tossed up?
I ain't see it like physically.
I mean, yeah, but like, she was fucking other niggas.
She was fucking other
and
niggas.
And then you was like, all right, you know.
I'm okay, like, that's
kind of reading the room.
I'm like, nah,
because
I don't want to be just that next dude, you know.
Yeah.
On the roster.
Okay.
12 man on that.
So, to ask T's question, like, how long did it take you?
To realize it?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
Okay.
It was, I mean.
Like some months?
Yeah, I would say it was a few months. It went on like
years.
Half a year. Hell no, not okay. No years. Nah,
see,
nigga.
I know niggas that have waited years.
I'm foaming at the mouth by then.
Not even hand on a Bible app. I know niggas that have waited years.
And that's tough.
Planet them. That is tough.
That's real tough.
That's
to watch.
Especially
that's
not
tough hitting
that. But not even to have a relationship.
Because
I can understand that. Like, you really like this girl, and she wants you in a friend capacity and things like that. I also think niggas can come out the friend zone. I think there's special occasions for that. But I do think a dude can come out the friend zone. Yeah. So I can appreciate him lingering a little bit. I can appreciate that.
How you come out the friend zone, though?
A lingerer?
Huh?
How you come out the friend zone?
Sometimes.
How do you get taken out of the friend zone?
How do you get taken out?
Yeah. If you're a dude.
Good question.
So, that is a good question. So
can you?
Yeah,
will
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely, you can. Because there are times where I even look at, like, me and Chrissy were friends.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah.
So it's more
but
about.
But did she have you in the friend zone, though?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, you were in that motherfucker.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely, I was in the friend zone.
So, yeah.
There was never a moment where I felt like it was going to happen. There was never a moment where, like, I was like,
you stuck.
But there's
forever.
But I'm also a different type of dude. So I'll sit and I'll be that friend.
Yeah.
Like, there's no like hit in me. Like, I will not pursue
try
hitting.
You won't try.
Yeah.
Like,
unless an opportunity presents itself.
Okay, I was just about to say this. So like, y'all at home, dark in the what you call it, on the couch watching a movie, she had some little shorts. And y'all up under the covers.
But there. I feel like I'm pretty good at reading the room at this point in my age. So, like, to me, there are social cues. So, like, there's social cues to, like, of any type of relationship with a man and a woman to let you know that you are just a friend. Like, she won't go past that boundary.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? And if any woman that lets you go through a certain boundary, yeah, dog, she's trying to get it.
What is she not, though?
Like, okay, so give me a scenario. Like we're just sitting there. Yeah. She's in short. Have we been in that setting before and I've not gotten cheeks?
Yeah.
Oh, then no. Then that's not a scenario. No. But if there's like, okay, so we're chilling in that moment, right? Mm. And she's like, yo, come over here and cuddle with me.
Yeah.
No woman is just asking her friend to cuddle with
me. I'm going to say what?
Yeah, exactly. But if we, like, bro, I've been around so many women that have been, like, naked, all that. So, like, that doesn't really tell me that, oh, she wants me to fuck. Like, no, bro, that's not, what? We're human. Like, you're going to see a woman naked if she's really comfortable with you, whether you're hidden or not. Like, there's been women, like, I've seen naked.
It was just one time, like.
At all.
One time, way back, like that same scenario. I was, like, we slept in the same bed. And we have before, but, you know, we ain't do nothing. But one time.
You can't use that as a moment for her.
But one time, she was like, put your arm around me so I can go to sleep.
Okay.
Like, you know, like, cuddle her. I'm like
Spooner. She wants you to spoon her.
I'm like, nah. Because.
But that's your boundary, too, though. That's also about reading the room, too. Yeah. Like, that's your boundary.
I'm like, you go to sleep. I'm like,
nah, bro. I'm not your dude. Yeah, you're not my. Yeah.
Because then, like, we both up and. By we, I mean us.
Yeah, everybody up.
Everybody up.
The whole lights are on in the house.
Yeah.
The kids. What's going on up there?
Is that a flashlight?
Yeah,
oh, man. Big mama's house? Oh, man.
Is that a flashlight?
That was a flashlight, big dog.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah.
Just in case.
You'll fall asleep. Just close your eyes.
Oh, man.
That's what you told her?
Yeah.
But yeah, I do believe their social cues. There's definitely like social cues though, but no, because like there's certain boundaries. Like, that's the thing about me, bro. Like, I'm a communicator too. So, if I see certain things that are like friendship, like, oh, we're just friends because she's just doing that in front of me.
Yeah.
But then it's like, all right, like we're getting a little too comfortable in this room.
Yeah.
Then yeah, like I'm pretty sure she's trying to give me that social cue to clap the cheeks.
Yeah, man. It's all about social cue and body language is big too.
Yeah,
bro.
And that's what guys gotta read too, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Do women play, in my mind, as a man, like experiencing women, do I feel like sometimes women play mind games? Absolutely. Like there are certain times
it's tough to read.
And it is. There are tough times to read. But I feel like if a woman actually likes you, she's gonna give you a clear indication of social cueing.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
definitely. Well, but that's definitely. Also when you're transparent too. Like you've built a boundary within yourself. Like, so I built certain boundaries within myself, even from like college. So like, there's like my room is off limits to anybody,
right?
Pretty much, unless you're like my homeboy or like my home girl. Like, you know what I mean? Certain times of the night, big dog. We're not 3 a.m. No, we're not spooning. Like, I'm not thinking about spooning at 3. That text coming through, like, hey, can you come over here and just cuddle with me? And we're not together. We have not initiated. And I know for a fact that I like you or I'm interested in you and I'm attracted to you.
It's going
to
be tough.
I'm not going to do that. No, for what?
I'm going to Pound Town.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
That's what you're thinking. That's what I'm thinking. She's thinking she just wants you to come and cuddle. That's it. And she knows that.
Yeah.
Because you're in the friend zone. In
your
mind, you're like, I want to go.
You walk in there in your drawers.
There ain't nothing. Huh?
Walking there in your drawers.
If you walk in there with your drawers,
yeah,
you're going to jail.
How?
Because, like, no. You
coming to cuddle. That's how I sleep, in my drawers.
You got a good point, man.
Oh, okay. Well, is that something y'all talked about?
If she tells you to go change or put on some clothes, then y'all ain't, you ain't, she ain't trying to hit. She just wants you to cuddle.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. I was trying to see where you're going there.
If she say hop in, then hey.
That's crazy.
Yo, that's crazy.
She lets you sleep like that.
But I'm saying her mind, bro. Like, in her mind, she knows you're like, you're just a cuddle. Like, she just wants you to come and cuddle.
Yeah, and that's where you read like text messages, all that. Bro, you know.
You should know.
You know, bro. If you actually pay attention, you absolutely.
If I get that text, I'm calling you. I ain't texting back. I need to hear your voice.
You wanna hear it say it.
Yeah.
But that's also where I think, like, dudes, like, also need to make sure they're communicating, too. Mm. On, like, yo, you know what this means for me, right? Like, nigga, like I said, I'm not. At 3 a.m., no.
All right.
There's no way. I'm not waking up to come over there to, hey, I just need you to come over here and cuddle me.
You hit it with a, and then after that, dot, dot, dot.
That's not even an after that. I'm like, yo, you know what's up. Like, there's no.
Oh, yeah, I've been waiting for this.
She's like,
what? Oh, man, you hit her with that? Oh, man.
She's like, what?
With that little, yeah, she's with that little side look, that little, the what's that little emoji? That little.
The eyes.
Yeah. Then she hits you with that. Oh, man, you know what time it is.
Oh, man.
You know where to go.
She ain't,
you know
going, what time she ain't it trying is to go to class in the morning.
Oh, man, she's trying not to go to work in the morning. She's trying not to go to work in the morning. But, yeah, man, guys, just make sure you read the room, man. And that's even, like, with your boys and all that stuff, like, you know what I mean? Just off the relationship, just, like, getting off the relationship for a little while, like, you know what I mean? Even with your boys, bro, like, you to me, I feel like you should know your boy, like, if your boy is your boy. And most dudes don't even know that. Like, don't know there's certain energy that that guy, you know, should reciprocate to you. That's even, like, putting you in, like, danger, right? Like, that's even, like, getting you in situations that you know damn well you shouldn't be in.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, outside of, like, for example, like, I wasn't in high school, but this guy had just got out of high school. He was going to Texas Southern. Him and his cousin hopped in a car. Well, he took his cousin to the store. Took his cousin to the store. He hops out. The cousin hops out. And the cousin goes in and robs the store. Okay? Then he hops back in the car. The guy in the car is oblivious to this. All right? Mm. And so, you know, they drive up the street. He's driving normal because he's like, I don't have no cops on me. Drives up normal. All of a sudden, cops everywhere. Cousin hops out, takes off. He's in the car, like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
He ends up going to jail. And I think he ends up losing, like, his scholarship in baseball for that. So you got to know who you're in. And this was his cousin, too. So, like, that's what makes me, that would make me upset because, like, you know what I mean? But you also got to know that person. There's certain guys that I don't hang out with anymore.
Right.
Because I know they're on some bullshit, like, yeah. Most of the time they call you, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
What they want to do is bullshit. Like, it's, I'm just dying.
You just know what time it is.
Yeah, you just know what time it is. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, man. So
those
people,
you got to stay away from those kind of people, though.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
And, like, it's tough, especially when you're younger, because, like, influence is heavy.
He was just, I think he just got out of high school, like, a couple years or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's like I said, bro, some family members, like, you know, I've had that conversation with a lot of people. Like, as much as a family guy I am, like, there's some family that you just cannot hang out with. Or, you know, they rubbed you the wrong way, so you cannot, you know what I mean? You know, you got a life to live. You know, you trying to stay out of jail. You know what I mean? Some people that just you cannot hang out with outside of anything, bro. And stuff, so. So, definitely, definitely, man.
Hang a folk that got your back. I'm a dog right here, man.
Hey, man. Hey, yeah, man. Hey, man.
Nigga got out of his sleep.
This week.
Yeah.
And came to look for a nigga.
Hey, man. Oh, you want to talk about that story?
I think we have already.
Have we? Have we talked about that story?
Probably have.
So, hey, man. So
it was, probably.
So, me and E went on a cruise. Me and E went on a cruise, man. And this dude went, and I was tired, too. This dude went to go get some, like, pizza. So he's like, yo, I'm going downstairs to grab some pizza.
He was getting some pizza.
Yeah, he was getting some pizza. And
I was pretty lit.
He was pretty lit. And so
it's lit.
I'm sitting in the bed. I'm like, it's a cruise. I don't have to walk with this dude. I'm about to lay in the bed. He shouldn't be no more than 10, 15 minutes. He's gone for more than 10, 15 minutes. But I'm laying there and I'm like, oh man, I'm about to fall asleep. And as I'm about to doze off, I'm like, but what if this nigga's getting jumped? Like, that's like in my head already. Like, yo, what if this dude's getting jumped? Cruise, bro. Shouldn't nobody. I'm like, bro, let me go look for this dude. So I get up.
Just in case.
I literally get up, get out the room, and I'm like, I'm a little bit down the hallway. And so then I start, like, hearing him. He's coming back and stuff like that. Like, I'm that type of friend, bro. Like, I can't just, if it's, like, late, I gotta call. I gotta see where you at. I gotta see what you're doing, bro. I gotta make sure you all right, bro. Mind you, there was just a fight in the little club area in the cruise.
Yeah.
So that guy is loose in the cruise ship.
And he's a foot.
Yeah, he is a foot. He is on the loose going around the cruise ship and stuff like that. So they're trying to control that situation, too. So I'm like, yo, what if he just happened to bump into Buddy?
Oh, man.
And you know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, man.
Just so up there talking. Starting a ruckus, E.
Yeah, just up there, you know what I mean? And that hey, that boy E got a mouth, boy. He gonna say something.
He gonna talk.
He gonna talk, boy.
Talk
boy
your gonna, shit, E. Hey,
I just don't want my boys to be out there by themselves.
Bro. Nah, bro, you're a good friend, man. Yeah, you are a good friend, man. Yeah, good friend to have. Good backup.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Big dog. Feel me? You coming through swinging.
Hey,
you know
hey, you swing. I gotta be the first one, man. I gotta be the first one. First one swinging, dog.
Somebody catching a vibe.
Yeah, man. So that's the type of friend I am. Man, make sure you got some good friends that keep you out of trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Definitely make sure that you read the room and stuff like that, man. Did we talk about how long do you think that you would like linger for a girl?
How long would I linger?
Yeah, how long would you linger? How long would you linger?
Well, like I said, bro, if I like her, it depends on how much I like her.
Yeah.
If I really, really like her, and I'm like, yo, I fucking really like her, I'll linger for a couple.
If she's in a relationship, you messing up the relationship.
If she's in a relationship,
yeah. Messing it up.
I'm not lingering.
Literally?
You're not lingering at all.
No, if she's in a relationship, I'm not lingering. Yeah. Nah, she can have that. They can have that.
Okay.
Yeah, bro. I'm good. I'm good on that.
I actually do have a question for y'all after that, because we were talking about Alicia Keys. Like, the ex-wife is on, like, Atlanta House. She's on, like, one of those Basketball Wives shows.
Alicia Keys?
Her ex-wife?
Huh? No, Swiss Beatz's ex-wife is, like, mad at Alicia Keys.
Oh.
You know that whole incident and stuff? You don't really know anything about it? All right, so apparently everybody's called Alicia Keys a...
Homewrecker,
yeah. The whole situation is Alicia Keys got a... I mean, not Alicia Keys. Swiss Beatz and his wife were separated when they, you know, when he was starting to pursue Alicia Keys. And long story short, she didn't allow Alicia Keys... Alicia Keys did not allow the ex-wife to kind of fix her marriage and stuff like that. So they're saying that Alicia Keys took... Swiss Beatz from the ex-wife.
Man.
Yeah. And so she actually like had a letter about it. She went on the basketball show, Basketball Wives show, and just was like talking about it and stuff like that.
Yeah, Is she hot?
Yeah. So my question was, do you believe in homewreckers?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Homewreckers.
Why? I'm pretty interested.
Because they wreck homes, nigga. What you mean? Like you just said, like they could have potentially been trying to fix their marriage, and like, did Alicia Keys know they were separated, or did she know he was still married?
Well, so there's obviously multiple sides to the story. So of course,
only if the other person knows that.
But Swiss Beatz was not going back to her. Like there was a
He don't know that.
He does know that.
His ex-wife could have convinced him otherwise. They were still married, right?
But then wouldn't that be on him though? Would that be on Alicia Keys or on him? Because, like, okay, so, for example, you're married, right? You're getting a divorce. You've gotten a divorce. Y'all are separate. And we're talking about celebrities now. Like, we're talking about a guy that's Swiss Beatz. He's everywhere. Mm. He's producing. He's in studios and all that stuff. And he's separate. He's separate from his wife. So he's not even in the house, really. He's not with her at all. And he's separate. And so he meets someone like Alicia Keys because he's planning to move on. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so what did Alicia Keys have to do with that?
I'm saying, but they weren't married anymore.
They were separated.
But still married.
The papers were not signed.
Okay.
That was the only thing. The papers were not signed.
Mm, they were separated, big dog.
Okay.
But they still married.
I know.
Technically.
On paper... The only thing that would really
they were divorced. I wouldn't call her a homewrecker.
Yeah, they were in it. Like he was.
But no papers wasn't signed.
So I don't believe in homewreckers because I believe that first of all. So I put myself in the shoes, right? I'm Swiss Beatz. I know.
You should look like that nigga too.
Shut the fuck up.
Low key.
I do not look like Swiss Beatz. What? First LL Cool. No, stop it.
Oh, shit.
Y'all give me celebrities.
This nigga had to
look like LL Cool J, too.
Stop it. But I'm putting myself in Swiss Beatz shoes. I'll go to my wife or we have an argument. Hey, we're getting a divorce. We're separated. The only thing that ties us together is a paper. In my mind, I am not thinking about you as my wife.
Okay.
The only thing that's binding us together is this paper. Uh-huh. And we already know how that goes. That's the whole situation of spousal support, children support, you know, child support, and who's getting what, and all that stuff. So really, that's the really what lingers most divorces is the financial side of it, and the, you know, a little bit of the emotional side of it. But like, I have moved on to Alicia. Like, I have started dating this woman. I am chilling with this woman and all that stuff. You cannot call. I don't believe it. Like, that's me. I'm doing the work. Like, Alicia Keys not doing anything. She's single. She's not in a relationship. She's not ruining anything.
Yeah.
So I can't call her a homewrecker.
And you're allowing her into your
home.
Yeah,
and I'm allowing her. Yeah, that's why I don't believe in it. The only time you can allow somebody in your home is if you open that door for that other person to come in. Like, and even vice versa. Like, you could, like, what if she would have had another man? And she was like, well, I'm separated. We wouldn't be like, I would have been like, oh, okay, well, she's separated, dog. She's not coming back to you. She's made that decision not to come back to you. That's just me. I don't believe in homewreckers. Yeah. I don't think that's a thing.
Have you ever met one of those people? One of those people that do linger, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't just linger. They're like, they try to pry shit open.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Like
so,
some diggers. They're diggers.
But I still don't call that a homewrecker because, like, in my head, like, I can, you should see that, right? That this person, you know what I hate the most, dead ass. Do you know what I hate the fucking most? Is that person you go to and you're talking to them about their relationship. And all the time, every time, they're like, man, you should probably leave that person, bro. You should always.
Yeah.
Because you don't even know what that person's telling you. Right, like, you really don't. Right. They could be wholehearted lying to you.
Yeah.
And again, like you said, like prying it open. They could be like, yo, I'm really just trying to get in between y'all. They ain't getting cheeks.
That's
you know
it,
what I mean?
Bro. That's it.
So I still don't call that a homewrecker, though, because, like, you control the narrative.
Mm.
So you can literally be like, nah, I'm just really just venting to you, dog. I'm not trying to see anything else, dog. But that's also why you watch what you tell your information to.
Yeah, facts.
But I have ran into somebody like that who was like, yo, I'm going to try and ruin this relationship.
Right.
But I just don't put that on them. Like, they are a bad person, but it's also like,
it's
nah, big dog, you know, you got to see that. You got to see that. I also think that if you're actually trying to work on your marriage, dog, like, it's a two-way street. It's just like any relationship.
Mm.
If anybody comes to me and tells me I'm trying to work it out, and that other person tells me they're not trying to, that relationship's over.
Yeah.
You got two people, you're playing tug of war, bro. Like, one person's trying to leave, the other person's trying to save their relationship. That's tug of war. That's a hard watch.
No, it's a hard watch, bro. Trust me. That's a hard fucking watch. It's a tough watch.
That's a tough watch, bro. Because
what if the person won't let it go, though?
What's up?
What if the person that wants to fix it won't let it go?
Then that's on them, big dog. That's on them, bro. Like, you can only, bro, it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
And that's especially in a relationship, bro. Like, you can be that person.
And then the other person moves on, and then that person
is
just like
either they gotta
torturing
move on,
them in the new relationship.
But they're torturing themselves as well.
Mm-hmm, true.
Because you're not.
They're not opening themselves up to other possibilities.
How can you? I just think about my, like, I'm sorry, bro. Like, I could be a little selfish in some of these thoughts. Like, I'm thinking about myself. How dumb do I look? Sitting there fighting for something someone else is not fighting for. Like, literally, I'm going out of my way to read text messages. You still with that girl? You're still doing it? Oh, how do you look?
Mm.
You look weird, dog. You look desperate. You know what I mean? Like, you look insane.
Yeah.
So I just would not go out of my way. I know it hurts. It would hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It hurt. It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. But, yeah, bro, it's tug of war. And that's, like I said, that's a tough watch.
Tough watch,
bro. Because you can go insane like that.
Facts.
And then you're going to, like, hurt the next person.
Mm.
Because you don't know how to just, like, say shit.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, holding
Bishop?
On. Yeah, he got the outfit. He got the outfit for a preacher on Wednesday night service.
Oh,
right?
Man,
bust out of that hot ass flannel, nigga.
Man, shut up, bro.
Wednesday night church revival.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we finna go church, baby.
We are finna go church.
But you preaching, big dog. But yeah, nah, when it comes to the case of women, man, it's just tough.
Yeah, it's tough. That's a tough watch.
It's a tough watch to see.
You know what
bro.
I mean? I can see if that person's telling you something different. Like, yeah, baby, I'm trying to work on this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hold him there because that person is still manipulating the situation.
Yeah,
because
some guys
but
are playing
if
mind
that
games.
That motherfucker is saying, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'm not answering any of your texts. You're hopping from social media to social media. you're creating different whatever niggas do when they want to like stalk this person. You getting your friends involved?
Oh man,
no, that's hey, bro. Leave me out of it.
Yeah. That's just a lot. It's just a lot to go through.
That's like, exhausting.
That's tough.
When you can just that's deal tiring. With the pain. Yeah, you can deal with the pain, do what you got to do, move on. I can't believe this person. You'll get over it, bro. You know what I mean? We talk about it all the time, bro. I know women that I'll never be in another relationship. 3 months later, they're talking to a whole new guy, getting plowed by a whole new guy. Yeah. You're going to move on, dog. Yeah. You're going to move on.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Especially if you're weak. Somebody gonna say the slightest little thing to you, man.
Oh, man.
And they got you.
Oh, man, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
Oh, really? Oh.
That's crazy.
He gets you when she's vulnerable. Oh, man. She got low self-esteem.
Yeah, man.
He gets you with them sweet nothings.
Oh, man.
Like the day on Jerry Springer, man. I was just using you for drugs and sex and shit.
Oh, Jerry Springer.
And food. Yeah.
What?
Dude, it was going down today,
we was in there watching, I can't believe this shit, dog. But dog, both the brothers were hitting like the brother was playing the hell out the sister.
Man.
And he was just like, what did he say? He was like, he's like, these hoes for the streets.
Yeah, he said these hoes for everybody when he walked out.
Oh, man.
I'm sitting there like, damn, bro, you really hit your little brother's sister? I mean, little brother's fucking
girl.
And yeah. Then he hops out. He's like, fuck them hoes. And I'm like, hey, what the fuck?
Yo, they
he knew what was going on. Yeah, he knew what was going on.
Team full of savages.
Oh,
there,
my
dog.
God.
The brother's
generational.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
That's wild.
That's painful.
Dog, Jerry Springer's still up and running?
Yeah, man.
Hey,
he's a judge,
man.
Man.
A rerun.
It's a rerun. Okay. He's a judge now, right?
Springer?
Yeah, he's like a court Jerry or some shit.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
Hey, he been doing that for years too, dog.
Yeah, bro. That's when I first seen my first like midget like stripper on Jerry Springer.
What?
Huh?
Oh, I ain't know what you about to say.
Oh, there was a midget stripper on Jerry Springer. That's my first time I ever seen one like that.
That's wild, bro.
I was like, yo, that's crazy. Because I never even, like, would think that.
And it's like, how do you even think of this shit? Like, how do you think, like,
yeah.
Yo, let me get two people in here who done fucked their brother. Like, what?
That's wild.
And then you find them. Like, you actively
people apply for this shit.
People apply,
they apply.
Yeah, they
and
do.
You're, like, reading the stuff. It's like, yo,
like,
I'm in a relationship with my brother's girlfriend, and I want her to leave him and stuff. Like, how do you? You gotta be smoking.
Yeah. I mean, look at the people they have on that show, though, bro. They're ridiculous.
They are ridiculous.
It's like meth heads, like crackheads.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just think they're actors, too. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Some of them are a little actors. Because, like, hey, bro, they were fighting. They were fighting, and then, like, he gives both of them water.
Oh.
In the midst of the, like, they stop, and then.
Like, it's like, a match. Like, it's
and
a
they,
boxing match.
And they threw this shit on
and
each
they
other.
Threw, the first one they threw on each other, then the second one, they were like.
Yeah, like they got tired again, so they brought some more water and they actually drunk this batch. I said, what the fuck?
Yeah,
bro. What the fuck, nigga?
that's stupid wild. That's stupid wild, man. But hey, man, again, read the room, gentlemen. Ladies, read the room too. Read the room.
Read that shit.
Hey, he don't like you.
Don't know how to read.
Don't know how to read.
Man, draw a picture or something.
Drop
it. Yeah, take your notepad.
You don't know how to read, draw a picture.
Draw a picture of the room.
Exactly.
They just assess it from there.
Yeah.
That nigga's right there.
Hey, this nigga over here looking a little too suspicious. This bitch over here look like a goddamn duck.
A duck. Platypus.
Oh. Platypus. Paired
oh,
to platypus.
Man, bro. Platypus?
Oh, man.
What is that?
It's a plant, ain't it? No, it's an animal. No,
it's an animal, but I'm just like saying, like, have
you
seen...
You say that was
seen?
A fucking plant?
That's what he asked.
I'm thinking of a cactus.
A platypus.
That's not a fucking cactus.
I just heard the us at the end,
us.
Nigga.
These country niggas. I heard us at the end.
Duck-billed platypus.
Oh, man.
Nigga, those things are crazy looking, though.
They are, bro.
Have you seen them?
They're like a duck. No,
not
they got
in,
the
like,
long
person.
Bill.
Have
not
you seen
in
one
person.
In person?
They got
have
the long bill, don't they?
Yeah, at the zoo. Yeah, it got like a
oh,
duck.
At the zoo?
Yeah.
Oh, you
I'm
mean
thinking
like out
like
the wild?
Yeah, nigga, I said in person. Well, I guess it is in person.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like fucking.
Like I'm out in the woods somewhere.
Yeah, just looking for a platypus.
My big ass would never be out there like that.
I don't even know where they're from,
I don't
yo.
Even know where to find one in the
right.
wild.
I don't think. Are
yeah,
they?
That would be.
I don't know.
Yeah, someone comment where you find a platypus.
Yeah.
They in
if
America?
They have a pet.
Can you have a pet platypus?
Probably, bro. You have tigers and shit. pretty sure you can have a platypus. I'm pretty sure, dog.
Platypus. That just sure. sounds gross, man.
You have a platypus.
Girl, let me play with that platypus.
Oh, man, don't tell her that. That's an instant turn off.
That's an instant turn off? Damn, girl.
Some niggas talk like that, though. Platypus. They got a speech problem.
Let me play with that platypus. Oh, man. Like, Mike Tyson.
Sound like plies on that motherfucker. Oh. Oh, man. $4, nigga? Hey, that was funny. Let's talk about... I do want to talk about this DaBaby shit. Because...
Bro, what was that about, bro?
Hey, man. Fuck all the LGBTQ shit. Like, fuck all that right now. And I'm saying that because before I get
I'm
to
like,
that,
damn, nigga.
clear that up. Yeah. Before we get canceled.
Because,
you know, being gay is like having a Mario star. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you know, they can do anything.
I'm not saying fuck that shit. I'm saying before you even get to that, right? Like, imagine I walk on stage and I'm approaching a crowd and I'm going to look in this crowd and I'm going to say, yo, I'm about to say fuck niggas.
Yeah.
Who have HIV and AIDS. I'm about to say fuck niggas that sucking dick outside in the car.
It's wild.
What song is that good to lead into? Like, what song is that good to lead into?
He said put your cell phone lights up in the air.
If you
ain't and you actually dick did it. And people are like, hey.
Well, I didn't do it. Well, I ain't sucking no dick in the parking lot.
And now he getting canceled.
He is, man. He's lost deals, bro. He's lost deal with Boohoo Man. What's
he
that?
Got canceled off of a tour, bro.
Yeah, he got
festival.
Why, because
he's talking about niggas with AIDS?
Yeah, bro.
Basically.
Yeah.
Dang. He was like.
He said, hey, man, if
you don't, if you're not HIV positive, put your cell phone lighters in the air.
HIV negative. Negative. If you is HIV positive, you absolutely got that shit.
Yeah, if you're
HIV negative.
Yeah, and then he said shit like, if your pussy smell good or something.
Yeah.
Put your cell phone. It was weird. It was random.
Yeah. And then the fucking hype man, bro. If I'm not hype man, I'm just gonna go into the next record.
You niggas is sus.
Yeah, y'all niggas is sus.
What? It's like, what? Are you sure? Because it like, sounds like the baby
that?
Sus.
Yeah,
it
sounds like the DJ said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, you can hear the hype man like, yeah, because some of y'all niggas sus.
It's like, what? Y'all niggas wild.
But why would I think to say that during a.
I don't know, bro.
And that's before, like I said, that's it, as a straight man in the crowd, I'm like, yeah, yeah. What?
Yeah, exactly, bro. Yeah.
What?
Man, these rappers, they can say anything, man. Get away
and
with
that's
it.
And that's the thing, too, I do want to talk about, too, is like, first of all, bro, you're not getting canceled because you have an opinion. Like, I remember back in the day, bro, it's just some things you can't say to a person. If you can't say it to a person's face, don't say it at all, number one. Number two, grandma always taught you, if you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. But number three is like, if you do say something with an opinion, bro, you better be able to back that up.
Back it up.
You
back.
Get what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's with everything.
I'm sure
that's
it was
money,
people out there
anything.
that had AIDS or HIV.
First of all, you got to also educate yourself, right? You can get that stuff.
Like, it ain't contagious, nigga.
Yeah.
Just having like a blood transplant.
Yeah, you can have
a blood transfusion.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you can also be born with HIV.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So even if you were trying to make a hit at gay people or anything like that, like, brother, come on. Like,
it was just weird.
It was just a weird comment.
Yeah. It was like, put your cell phone lighter if your pussy tastes good. And I was like, well, okay, I can see that.
And then he went there, I was like, all right.
And then the second was like, put your cell phone lighter in the air if you not sucking dick in the parking lot. And I was like,
what the?
And he was like, put your cell phone lighters in there if you not HIV positive. I'm like, yo, what is going on? Like, where are we going? I didn't know where we were going.
Hey, DaBaby, I don't listen to your music like that, but please tell me what song that's a part of. Because usually they hype it up into the next song.
I don't know. Niggas throwing Adidas at him.
Hey, man, 30 ass Adidas at him.
He said, who the fuck threw that old dust ass Adidas? I said, that was funny, though.
He
dies the shit out there. He said, Matrix,
man,
that shit.
The crazy thing is, it's like, I wonder, like, how far he was from the actual stage.
Yeah.
Because you sign that guy up. Because, like, those stages be big.
Yeah.
So, like, in the middle of the dark, it's just like, you're like, the fuck?
Right, you just see something flipping. You see something flipping at you, dog.
Yeah, bro, you're like, and then like you're in the crowd, you're like, bro, what the fuck? Dust yeah, dog, Adidas. It's a dirty ass Adidas. The dirt, it's just falling on you and it's towards the stage.
Oh man,
I'm beating his ass too, cause like I'm getting hit with crust from that dirty
stink ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bro, can they show like a picture of it? It was wild.
So the baby just had a night. Just had a hell of a night.
I just think like, bro, like even as like a heterosexual man, like. There's some opinions like, yes, bro, you can have opinions, bro. You're on the internet. You're really getting unchecked because you're saying like all type of outlandish shit with no consequence. Like you're not losing friends. You're not losing
money
or anything like that. Not really.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? For people that are going around saying, man, you can't say nothing these days, man, shut up. Like, you're not getting in trouble for saying
they can.
But, like, understand, like, some of these, like, Boohoo Man, like, I'm sorry, like, if you've ever looked on Boohoo Man, some of their stuff is definitely, in my opinion, appealing towards, like, homosexuality or, like, the, you know what I mean? Like, it seems like they have a market for them, right?
Yeah.
And that's cool. Like, I'm not, like, but... Of course, they're going to leave. You're gone, bro. I'm sorry. Like, I don't understand that.
Right.
You got a festival where you're also in front of people that you could possibly, like, offend again. So, yeah, man, they got to kick you off, man. I don't understand it, bro. So, hey, man, learn to shut the fuck up. I don't understand how
Chris Brown's
at. Yeah, man, Chris Brown, you got to learn to shut the fuck up. Thank your fans and keep it moving. Off. And it's so crazy, bro. You shouldn't care who likes your music.
At this point,
they put you on stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At that point, you shouldn't.
You really shouldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Who put you on stage?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You would think artists are more, you know, locked into their audience and stuff, but it's like, all right, bro. Like,
yeah.
Well, fuck.
You're one guy, bro.
Hey, man. And there's going to be a million more of you. I don't see the baby as like a top 5, top 10 rapper. I'm sorry. Like, you can be upset about that. Quote, but I don't see him as like a legend that's gonna be around.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? Like, yeah, bro, you're easily cancelable. Yeah, cancelable, bro. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, bro.
Hey, man, I guess they get up there and they think they're invincible or something like that. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Hey, bro. Then he brought out Tory.
Danny brought out Tory.
My guy. What up, Tory?
Danny brought out Tory, which I don't know how you didn't know that was Tory, because he was definitely in a Cousin Skeeter.
Watch out.
That was the costume. Yeah, the costume was Cousin Skeeter.
That's for real.
Yeah, bro. Like, hey, bro, I'll give you $100. Who that is? Tory. That is a toddler's.
This nigga had on a Catboy costume.
Hey, man. And he had on a Cousin Skeeter costume that was 5'1". Yes, we know that story. I knew that was Tory before he even... Come on. It's not that deep. But shout out to Tory, man. I don't know what the fuck.
Tory's everywhere, man.
Hey, man. Yeah, and apparently he got in trouble for that too, right?
In trouble for that. People saying he's biting people's flow.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, man. He's biting people's
biting Cameron's flow. Biting everybody flow.
Which one
bro?
Was Cameron's? Which song?
That freestyle. He did a freestyle.
Oh, the freestyle? I thought it was Cassidy.
I mean, yeah, that's what I meant. Cassidy.
Oh, okay.
My bad, like, people.
Cameron? Oh, yeah, you biting Cassidy's flow?
Yeah, biting Cassidy's flow. I said, sheesh.
Some dude, I don't know his name either. So.
Was it ESG or something?
Yeah, some
like
dude
that,
like
bro.
That. Whatever, dude.
It's all right, Tory. Just keep singing.
Just keep singing, bro.
Give me some more Playboy capsules. Give me some more capsules. Give me some Chicks tapes. We'll be all right, man.
Yeah, just do Chicks tapes. Chicks tapes was fire. I like Chicks tapes.
Hey, man.
I don't know if anybody wants to work with you right now. Outside of, like, these people just don't care.
It's you
like
and the baby. Y'all should just make a joint album.
Yeah, y'all can take it to do a joint album. I think people will like that.
America's Most Hated. That's hard.
Low key. Let's tag them in that.
Low key.
Yay. America's Most Hated right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Tory and the baby.
Yo, we're gonna be canceled right along with them. We're giving them ideas. You guys sound like you want them to work together.
Right, right.
But yeah, man, watch what you say, man. Just watch what the fuck you say, bro. Like,
you gotta do better.
We do, man. Even as guys, man, like we gotta do better in that sense, man. You know, we gotta be a little bit. Here's the thing, too, and you know what I also hate, because like they were talking about Bernie Mac. And a lot of people are like, well, Bernie Mac would get canceled. And a lot of
these
stuff.
Days, right.
And I was like, no, I don't think so. I think that's the one person you would need in a culture like this, Bernie Mac. A guy that just don't give a damn. Because even like his first, like I'm thinking about like his first, when he was introduced, he was like, the guy before him was getting booed like badly. Like they were like, fuck that guy. And he comes on and he has all this confidence in the world. He's saying some outlandish shit.
Milk and cookies.
You know what I mean? He has another one too. He talks about like a retarded guy. You know what I mean? He has a couple bits.
But it's like, what comic didn't though back in the day, bro? Comics were saying whatever. Richard Pryor, like Eddie Murphy, mm-hmm. everybody was saying whatever they wanted.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So it's like, so everyone would have been canceled back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, but I just don't think Bernie Mac would, because I just don't think he gives a damn, like at that point. You need someone who just don't give a damn. I think that some comedians now, they kind of care a little bit too much.
They censor
like,
themselves.
They don't want to, yeah, they're like, I don't want to get canceled and stuff. And yeah. You know what I mean, man? You got to...
They saw Kevin Hart, man. They tried to get Kevin Hart. Like,
they did. They did try to get that nigga.
Well, he couldn't host.
Not really though, because like he after that he had like five other movies.
Yeah.
And like podcasts and all that stuff.
Are you
like,
saying as far as like canceling?
Yeah. So when we trying to get him. So okay, that's an even question, man. What do you consider canceled? What do you consider as canceled?
What I consider canceled?
Mm-hmm.
They basically try to blacklist you, bro.
So keep you from the opportunities
you probably would have got if you wouldn't have said what you said. Okay. You know, they play politics harder with you, hardball, not give you the deals, not give you the top money, not give you what you're worth.
Okay.
Until you're like, fuck this shit. You know.
Cool.
But Kevin Hart stuck around though, made his own.
Yeah. I also think he because it kind of worked out in his favor too. He has his own network.
But he had apologized. He did apologize.
Yeah, he did. He did apologize. But I also think, I also look at like the tweets. It was obvious. It was an obvious joke.
Yeah, like 30 years ago.
Yeah, it was an obvious joke. I don't.
From a comedian.
From a comedian. I do. Like there are some things that, like because if we would dip into that, we would have to talk about Roseanne and what she said online. Because she said she was talking. She was calling people monkeys and shit.
Oh man, hey. Roseanne.
Yeah, and that's why she ended up. They canceled her show because of that. And so, like, there's an obvious boundary there. I think you could talk about certain subjects, even to, like, other people. Yeah. Like, you know, black people talking about white people. Even, what's the dude's name? Owens.
Owens.
Gary Owens?
Terry Owens, yeah. Gary Owens. Oh, he talks about black people was his bit, you know? But he was respectful.
You know he getting divorced now?
Mm-hmm.
Why though? I ain't know why.
I think he cheated.
What? What happened?
I think. Damn. I think he cheated on his wife.
She was black, right?
Yeah.
Damn. That's tough.
He's stupid as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty dumb. But, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
It is what it is, man. Read in the room, y'all.
Read the room, man.
His reverse grip finna get real good, boy.
Oh, man. He gonna be spending a lot of nights alone. Reverse gripping.
He gonna be reverse gripping all.
Oh man!
All night.
All night.
Man.
Oh man.
You know, one time I seen Gary Owens tell a joke about like it was like his wife found like bestiality porn on his computer, man.
Bestiality.
Yeah,
what?
like a horse. Like it was horse. Like he was a horse.
Horse like porn.
Yeah.
Okay.
A donkey. Oh no, donkey put. You like that donkey put? I don't know if y'all seen that.
I think I know.
Like
he's
not. You like that donkey pussy? You must like that donkey pussy. Like that. She kept. And now she kept joking with him. Like now she's like, nah. You like that donkey pussy? You don't like me. You like that donkey pussy? Oh, I was like, oh man, that's tough.
No wonder
he's divorced.
Yeah, how you take someone else's joke and turn it against them?
That's crazy.
Like
I got to choke you, boy.
That's crazy.
Why was there bestiality porn on your phone?
He said that I guess it was sent to him and he like opened it up and he forgot about it and then she got on the computer, she found it.
It was sent to him?
Hey, that's the joke, man. It's Gary Owens' joke. That donkey puss.
Bro, who like that donkey puss?
Niggas do that though. Like some just for a joke, like hey, look at this, you're gonna open it.
Okay, but not donkey. No, bro. There's no donkey like donkey's vagina?
I mean, you probably don't see it. You probably just see it.
That shit wild, dog.
I can't tell y'all the funny ass joke down that I just thought about it too. This is for my Mars Hill people. I hope he finds me, because this is a funny ass joke. So, the dude. So we had a catcher. I don't know. I'm not going to say his name anyway, even if I knew his name. Oof. But I can't remember his name. So he really loved to, like, jack off. Like, he, and the funny thing is, he was getting pussy. Like, wait, he was getting pussy.
What?
He just loved it.
He just loved it?
Loved it.
And so how did you know that?
I'm getting to that. Let me get to it. And so at 7 o'clock, we would
He had a time? I'm sorry.
It's our practice.
Seven,
you know when
what?
You practice
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah. A.M.?
No, p.m.
Okay.
So 7 p.m., that's when our practice usually ends. It might run over a little, like, you know how practices are. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it might
yeah.
run over a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going up, but 7 o'clock is usually when the calf closed. So baseball team is usually the last people in there because we got to hurry up, get to eat, you know what I mean? Then the calf is closed, so we get the last little scraps, we eat, whatever. And so everybody used to eat together for the most part, except for him, bro. He would go in there, he scuffed down a plate, and he'd be like, all right, bro, I got to go study. He'd go, I got to go study, I got to go to the library. And man. So he used to always just
run off,
run out of there, right?
Yeah.
And so one day, we was like, yo, we're going to catch this nigga, like, in the act, okay? Mm. And so, again, we go, normal shit, go, he scuffs down a plate. He's like, hey, I got to go to the library. Runs out.
Yeah, like, sure, bro.
Yeah, every time we're like, yeah, bro.
Yeah, go, yeah,
we're
go.
Not,
do,
we're not,
yeah,
bro.
Can't hold you.
Honestly, I believed him. I was like, what if he actually is going to the library?
Yeah.
So, and so I was like, that's normal. It,
yeah, we're
he
in,
likes
we're
to,
in school.
Yeah, he's in, yeah, we're in school.
Makes sense.
But so we wait probably like 10 minutes. We'll probably say like 10 minutes. We scuffed down our plates and stuff like that, and then we went up. We go up to his room. We go up to the room, and it's me, two of my boys, and one of them's the roommate. So he has the key to the room, and so we can hear him behind the door. We can hear like the bed squeaking a little bit, just the bed squeaking a little bit. So we know he's on at least on the bed.
He's squeaking.
And so we got real quiet. So we got real quiet, and then you know how like. You know, when you're doing something wrong, like, you can hear that motherfucking door.
You hypersensitive. Yeah. You hypersensitive.
Because you know
you're
doing
some fuck shit.
Yeah. And so he does like this. He's like, he didn't stick the key in yet. He just went. And all of a sudden, that bed erupted. Like, he was like.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, bro. You can hear that motherfucker move off the fucking thing. Everything. Bro, the bed erupted. And we was like, oh, he in there butt naked. No, he good and comfortable on that bed, dog.
Comfortable.
He good and comfortable. And he done
hold
found
on,
the right
what
the
rooms
porn.
Like Anderson?
Oh, man.
No, bro. No, this was
I'm
was
saying what the rooms like Anderson. Like,
no, it was like communities. Like, it was like, oh, I've never really been in, like, Anderson like that. So, I don't know.
How were the rooms? Were the beds in?
In the same room. So, they were, like, next to each other.
Okay, yeah. They were, like, Anderson.
Yeah, they were, like, freshman beds.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So, like, so they were, like, next to each other. And so, again, you can hear that motherfucker erupt. Yeah, yeah. And so, you know
he going through it right now.
No,
he going through it.
That nigga.
Draws good and down, yeah. Nigga. Yeah.
He ain't got nothing on. He ain't got nothing on.
That nigga stopped being like
so
this.
So, he finally stops. And then, like, he, you know, he's opening the door. My nigga draws half off, like, you can see his ass, everything, and then just butt-ass naked, just sitting there like this on his laptop.
Oh, man.
And you could, and like this, you could see, like, you could still see, like, his dick and balls.
He ain't washed or nothing.
He couldn't, straight out of practice. He couldn't make it. He couldn't.
Yo.
Straight out of practice, big dog.
But what do you think about during practice to like?
Yeah, just dick and balls
to be high. That ready.
And it's a laptop too.
Hey, bro.
So it's a laptop too. So you know your balls and dick are hot under that little
addiction. Addiction is a crazy thing.
Oh, it's on his lap.
Yeah, so it's on his lap. Man. He's trying to hide his dick.
Because
he couldn't pull his pants up fast enough.
That's wild.
So,
I would have ran to the bathroom.
It's good and hot underneath that motherfucking. I know his balls are sizzling. And so, but that's not even the funny
smell
part.
Like hot dog water in that motherfucker, boy.
That's not even the funny part of this shit. This motherfucker goes, I got to go to the library.
Oh, man. That's what he said?
I, hand on a Bible app. He goes, I gotta go to the library.
That nigga go find another room and finish.
Yeah, he gotta finish that. He gotta finish that scene.
He gotta go find another room.
Hey, bro, that was the funniest night of my life, bro.
Addiction is crazy.
I mean, he was stupid when that kid, when he did that to the door.
Bro, I mean, I thought he was in there getting robbed, bro.
I thought he was in there fighting a demon, boy.
I said, somebody must have crawled through the window at the same time and just fucked his ass up. I thought we were going to have to run in there and, you know, throw hands. No, man, my dude, that shit was fucking nuts.
On that bed.
Crazy. Crazy.
And he found a good one, too. You could tell he found a good one.
He was comfy. Yeah, he was in that spot, boy. He was in
there.
He was
about to start yakking, dog. He was about to start it. He was in the middle of that motherfucker.
Dog. Oh, man.
Come on, catcher.
Yeah, man. That's my funny college story. Y'all got any funny college stories? I got a lot. We should do a whole episode of like college stories, dog.
That's episode 8.
That's episode 8?
You're going to need a whole episode for that one.
We're going to need a whole episode? We can do episode 8 of that. Man, we can do episode 8. Yeah, Morris Hill was like, before I went to Middle Georgia, that was wild.
Yeah,
the shit that we seen up there was like.
I was out there up in the mountains, right?
Yeah, it was in 20 minutes from Asheville.
Yeah, you was like, I was up there on some fuck shit.
Mountain people are crazy.
Yeah.
Like a different type of crazy. Like Asheville in itself is kind of crazy. But like you're 20. I was like 19, 20 around that time. So. I couldn't really participate in all the craziness.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, the drum circle was probably the craziest for me. That was, like, that's when I really realized, like, niggas really out here doing drugs. Uh-huh. Doing drugs.
Yeah.
Like, there's drugs here.
Right.
Like, weed is different. Like, I don't even, like, obviously weed is a drug, but weed is, like, so fucking common. Like, I've never seen nobody do acid before until I went to the drum circle.
Acid's crazy.
And I was like, yo, they're actually doing this. This is not a movie. You know, you see it in a movie, it's cool. But you see it in real life, you like.
Right. And then you sober watching
Yeah,
that?
You sober
so
watching
they look like
these.
Wild
so
animals.
If you ever been to Asheville, you ever been to Asheville, it's this thing used to be called the Drum Circle. I don't know if it's still there or not. So if somebody's from Asheville, let me know. But there's a shit called the Drum Circle, and it's just nothing but white people just beating on drums, just like this.
Yeah.
But they're not sober, bruh. Well, they weren't sober when I went. So, they're, like, coked out, acid out. It's this synthetic weed, like, 2K, I think that's what it's called. 2K.
K9 bud.
What's that?
I think it's, like, something K bud.
Something like that, yeah. Well, up there, at that time, I think they call it, like, 2K or
K-something.
K-something.
Yeah,
there's a K in there.
Yeah, it's a K in there. K2 or something bud, like that. Yeah, something like that. So
that fake shit.
That, yeah, it's
Spice.
Fake.
Oh, that's in there. That's another name for it.
Yeah. Oh, that's another name for it. Oh, okay. Yeah. So that was an experience too. I said, bro, y'all got it. Y'all got it.
Yeah, they can have it.
Y'all can beat. Y'all beat Atlanta, bro, dog. I'm only used to weed, you know.
Little drink, little
you know,
weed.
Little drink, you know, not acid.
Bath salt.
That's the only thing I haven't seen yet. I've never seen bath salt.
You gotta go to Florida for that one.
Yeah.
Go to Florida.
For real.
What is bath salt? What is
that? I don't know.
Have you seen like the actual bath salt?
Like, what does it look like?
Yeah, what does it look like?
I don't know.
Is it like cocaine?
Looks like. I think it looks like a cocaine substance.
It's probably like Epsom salt or some shit.
Yeah, probably just some that's just some sea salt. That's sea salt, nigga.
He is dead. That goes to your brain, you're fried.
Some Epsom salt?
Yeah, you're going to see Sky Daddy that night.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
man.
No coming down from that.
Nah.
That's just like spiked and shit. No, you're not sniffing that, dog. Yeah, that's wild. That's wild. That's wild.
Fuck that.
Fuck all that.
Stick to weed and you know, if you're in a legal state.
If you're in a legal state.
I know people that snorted salt.
What you mean?
Actual table salt?
Yeah, the table salt.
For what?
They lived?
Yeah. This was when we were kids. We was on like a basketball trip. And this little... One of the younger kids, he like, somebody better than snort some salt, and he snorted.
What'd it do to him? Nothing.
Just, this shit burnt.
I bet it did. Like,
that
what?
Shit burnt.
That's stupid.
That's one thing that I would never, first of all, if I can't take it, like, in the mouth, like, pause, but like, if
Whoa.
I can't, like,
yeah, okay.
like, a pill or something like that, I would never do pills, but like, if I couldn't even do
Orally?
That. If I had to, like.
Pause?
What? Yeah. No, I'm not doing that. That's my nose. I got a sniff out of that.
It hurts. Mm-hmm. I bet it hurts. I don't know.
Yeah, that's anything. I wouldn't do anything. Yeah. But if I can't take it orally, I would never do it. First of all, that's still a pause, too. I don't like the
taking
word
it orally.
Take it yeah. orally.
Or like, that's anal. Like, man, I'm so anal. Have you heard people say that? I'm anal.
Yeah.
I'm anal. It means like anal retentive, but like they say, I'm just anal about this.
Yeah.
It's always, it always throws me off.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm like, you're anal about this?
You're an asshole about
yeah,
this?
That's yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, that's wild.
But don't do drugs, kids.
You can do as much drugs as you want, just not cocaine and all that other stuff. Xanax.
The I know. Shit.
I just said, hey, do as much drugs as you want. But just not this, you go down list. The list. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, okay, Jer.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. I know you don't do drugs, okay? Right. I can tell you're the one that don't do drugs. Exactly. We did have one guy take a, what is it? It's not, it's like, it was codeine. It's a codeine cup, but it was something in it. It's called hydro something.
Hydrocodone?
Could be. No, could be the name of it, but this is we had a defensive end. I hope you don't watch this, but it's a defensive end, and I guess he took a cup from a guy. He drinks it, and there's whatever the hydro whatever's in it. Mm. Okay, he finishes the whole cup. All right, and so we had like our rivals Wingate on campus, so of course, you know, fight ensued and stuff like that, right? So I'm going back towards like my dorm. And there's like these group of guys holding this one big giant guy back. So I'm running because I hear my homeboy. So I'm running towards it. So I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? And I look up and it's the defensive end. I said, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Why are y'all holding him back? Like, yeah. I'm like, hey, bro, you okay? He's not responding. Like, he's just in an anger.
Yeah.
Like the Hulk.
Crazy.
And he's throwing people, dog. He's like,
yeah,
it's a big name.
Yeah, he's a big boy. Yeah. And so, and I didn't know he had the cup, but they were like, yo, he's had some stuff. And they're explaining to me what's going on.
I'm still trying to figure out what it is.
It's like
hydro, what?
It's like hydro.
If it's hydrocodone, I'm about to say, that would like that's slow like him down.
Yeah, that's like a pain medicine.
Yeah, it wouldn't make him like an animal.
I don't know what it was, bro. It's like codeine, it's something like that.
Yeah.
And it, nah, bro. It like
it just gave him a chemical.
Yeah, bro. He turned into the Hulk for like 3 hours.
What? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, bro. He became it, and like yo, we were like snapping. He was not there.
Yeah, he wasn't there.
I don't know what he was drinking, but like it was something in that nature of like he shouldn't have had.
Yeah.
Especially as a black man, like you should not be drinking that shit. And so
yeah.
He was like, so we're carrying him back. We're like trying to carry him back to the like room. We're trying to get him to the room and stuff like I said, he's tossing people.
Yeah.
Like tossing them left and right. I've never had to use so much strength in my life. And so finally, we're trying to get him up the stairs, all that. He's in this rage. He's in this. I'm like, what drug does this?
I'm still clueless.
Yeah, I'm clueless on what drove this dude this insane. But he wasn't there. He wasn't responding to nobody. It wasn't even like his girl was there. Everybody this dude loved and dear would listen to could not get him to calm down. And so finally, he gets upstairs. We get him in his room, and we lock the door. The next day, and he's like a teddy bear too. Like he's a real cool guy. Like he's not a fucking wild person.
Yeah.
Next day he comes out. He's like, bro, I'm so sorry. I said,
wait, what?
He was like,
he was conscious?
I don't remember. He said, I don't remember anything. He said, I was blacked out. He said, like, I wasn't like in my head.
So he drank somebody else's cup without knowing what was in it.
No, I guess either he was given a cup. He said he was given it. And they told me what it was in the cup, but it was like hydro something. And so if anybody knows what does some bullshit like that to a nigga, like, I don't know. But yeah,
fuck.
He was like, yeah, bro. That really is what like I would like I don't drink at all because I'm just like at that point, I was like, I will never drink.
Yeah.
When I seen him, I was like, I would never drink.
After someone else?
No, I was like, I would never drink
at all.
Because I still didn't drink at that point.
Yeah.
Like at all. And I was like, I will never drink because he was like
wild
as fuck.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it kind of scared me. Yeah, it kind of scared me.
He got roofied.
Yeah,
I don't know what they gave him. I don't know what the fuck they gave him.
Jeez.
He was turned that night. I was like, why am I carrying this big 6'3", 6'4", tank up the stairs?
He's tossing y'all a foot.
And he's like, yeah, bro, he's tossing people.
Yeah.
And he's tossing, like, his football players. Like,
yeah.
Like his, he doesn't his teammates. Know, he doesn't know his stuff. He doesn't teammates. Know
his stuff. His football players.
Yeah. He's like, I'm like, these are your boys.
Yeah.
And you're, like, throwing them. Yeah. He's throwing us like ragdolls.
I kind of want to try that now. I don't know
where I can Tim, get I won't that. Be there that day.
Hydro, what, chlor or something? Hydrocodone,
something like that. I'm going to look it up after this.
But yeah, drop in the comments if y'all know what
if
it
you
is.
Know what the fuck it was.
Where I can get it. I'm trying to power up on these niggas, man.
Caesar.
I will over $9,000. I will not be there that day.
Rasengan. So much energy.
Oh, man. No, man.
What if you could, like, use that, though, and, like actually use it for, like, you're actually conscious. It's like a power drug.
I'm pretty sure.
That'd be hard.
If he didn't drink the whole cup, he might have been conscious.
Yeah.
But he drank a whole cup of it.
Oh, man. Dang, yo. He's about to sip that. He gulped it down. Nah,
and that's the type of dude he was. Like, he was a drinker, so, you know what I mean?
I know.
And some people get in the club and they, or getting, like, around certain people and just try certain things. Me, Jeremiah, no. Like, there was, like, it's so funny. Like, I even think about, like, my time with, like, the baseball team. Like, I didn't really hang out with the baseball team. I just was not comfortable hanging out with them.
You just never knew.
Yeah.
What
bro.
Could happen.
Yeah.
Because they was kind of shady characters.
No. They were, yeah, I heard, like, the stories, and I seen the stories, and I seen how they moved. Like there was a couple players I did hang out with, and I went to Myrtle Beach with, but they were normal guys. Like, they were, one guy, bro, shout out to Zach. Like, he was amazing. This dude named Tommy, I hung out with him, Zach Honeycutt. Like, they were great guys. But the rest
Zach
of them,
Zach Honeycutt?
No,
that nigga
no.
got a baseball name for sure.
Yes, bro.
Honeycutt?
Yes,
yeah.
bro. He, Zach Honeycutt, man. Shout out to those guys. They ever name. See this episode. But yeah, man, like, they were really cool guys. But I would never hang out with the full team because they were so wild. Like, we had one baseball player, get so drunk, he, like, walked the whole highway. And then he lied to us about what happened. He ends up getting, like, picked up by the cops, and the cops, like, fuck his face up. But it's because he was drunk. He was so drunk, and he just, like, lied about it. There was another time where, like, this was before I drunk. There was a cop, the police around there. They knew where all the parties were, and I'm gonna end it after this. But they knew where all the parties were. And the cop comes up the stairs. Everybody has drink in their hand but me. But I'm still black. So I'm thinking about running.
Yeah.
And he's like, where are you going? I was like,
yeah, you see?
I was like, yeah, this is what I'm doing. And so he goes, he's like, no, you're good. He's like, you're good. Just chill out. We haven't had anything to drink. They're not going to bother us. I said, okay, cool. And we left that night. Me and him ended up leaving that night. Next day, guy comes in. He's one of our pitchers. Funny thing is, it was Tim. He's sitting down. He has, like, a scar on his face. Like, damn, bro, someone beat your ass? I said, the cops got to you, didn't he? He said, nah, bro. He was like, bro, I got so drunk, I blacked out in a field, like a random-ass field. But when he woke up, he was underneath an electrical cow fence. So he woke up underneath that bitch.
Mm.
He didn't know where he was. He woke up,
just
kept
man.
Chasing his ass. So he had, like, burns all over himself.
Damn. That's rough.
How? Somebody had put him there. Somebody
no, set
bro,
him
he
up.
Just, he just got drunk. No, he was trying to crawl away from the cops. Like, he's a giant field oh, behind okay. the he apartments. And he just, like, I guess he got to, he was trying to hide. And I guess he got too comfortable and just, like,
fell asleep.
Fell out. And then he was already
passed
under
out
it.
Under that fence.
Yeah, bro. He was already under it.
Just tagging like, his fuck, ass.
Just tagging his ass in his face, his arm. He didn't know what was going on, bro.
That's rough.
So that's my stories. we're going to wrap up on that. Man. We're going to wrap up on that. Appreciate everybody, man. Like, subscribe, comment.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you follow us. Yeah, man. Appreciate y'all boys for coming out here. Seabass, appreciate you.
Appreciate it, Seabass.
And appreciate Melrose Podcast, too, man. Appreciate y'all.
Always.
Man. Abby.
Thanks.
Ari.
Love you guys, so, yeah.
Yep.
Here.
Peace.